For only the second time in recorded history, an emperor penguin has swum all the way from Antarctica to New Zealand. The penguin's surprise arrival has made him an instant hit. New Zealand's Department of Conservation is now mounting crowd control at his chosen beach. Sarah Dingle reports.
This emperor penguin is still a juvenile, but already his swim has smashed a 44-year record. The bird was first spotted at Paraparumu Beach, north of Wellington. On Tuesday, he made landfall at nearby Peka Peka Beach, where he immediately stood out.
There's only been one other sighting of an emperor penguin in New Zealand, and that was in July 1967 at Ōreti Beach in Southland, at the bottom of the South Island.
Peter Simpson is the program manager for biodiversity at New Zealand's Department of Conservation. He says while emperor penguins are used to long-haul travel, for them, New Zealand would be something of a tropical holiday.
They are probably, I think, the only penguin that lives its entire life cycle on the sea, that is either on the frozen sea or the sea ice or in the water. I guess their preference is to stay where it's cold and frozen and they would find the heat. And we've noticed this one finding the heat up here is probably a bit much for it.
You've been out and had a look at it. You said it didn't look as though it was, you know, hungry or a bit sort of exhausted by its journey.
No, I was up there with some penguin experts and it looked nice and plump. It looked well fed. Doesn't look sick.
So if it's not searching for food, is the only possible explanation that it got lost?
What it's probably doing is roamed wider than it normally would. Why it would do that, no idea.
Overnight, Mr. Simpson says he had a short swim, but in spite of the heat, he's sticking to Peka Peka Beach, where he's become something of a local sensation.
The interesting thing is, it seems to be surviving quite well. It's, mind you, everything that it's seeing or experiencing at the moment is a completely new experience to it. You know, that sand, it's seeing the vegetation, the sand dunes, people, there's a horses on the beach. It's not showing fear of people. We've got Department of Conservation staff keeping an eye on it. One of my staff reported this morning there's about 40 cars down at the beach, and I understand there's sort of continual procession of people going down to have a look.
However, the penguin's arrival has posed a scientific dilemma for Peter Simpson's department.
Because it's come this far north, it's now been introduced to diseases, exotic diseases. The last thing we want to do is take those diseases back to the emperor penguin colonies in Antarctica.
But if it goes back of its own accord, does that give you cause for concern?
My answer to that would be, well, that would be, if it went back naturally, that would be a natural event. And we just have to accept that. But what we don't want to do ourselves is to actually make that happen.
And given that it's now midwinter in Antarctica and return travel would be difficult, Mr. Simpson says the young emperor penguin may have to extend his holiday.
That's Sarah Dingle reporting.